The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Free Fire Radio is on 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. Today, the 24th of March, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. That's a good choice. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And what national day could it be today?
It is National Cheesecake Day and National Cocktail Day.
You know what we missed yesterday?
Yeah, I do.
I didn't think about it till this morning. I know, I get distracted, especially afterwards. What did I tell you what happened after the show? Hey, Trish, good morning.
Good morning. It's okay that you missed that yesterday. That's not my favorite thing.
What?
That Wednesday, what day is this?
Well, you know what? You're not here. Don't worry about it.
I know. That's why. Right. Yeah.
You and Lori Bridgeford.
Is that right? Yeah.
There's something else you all have in common.
56 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 85 and a low of 53. Some wind, partly cloudy. On Friday, sunny and a high of 83 and a low of 52. On Saturday, a high of 80 and a low of 52. Sunday, a chance of showers, high of 71 and a low of 50. On Monday, a high of 69 and a low of 47. And on Tuesday, a high of 79. So let's hope we get a little bit of sunshine and liquid sunshine over the weekend. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Kimberly Bomer is going to be our guest today, a candidate for District 1 supervisor. Happy to have her in on the show. There's two more. Okay, that's District 1. We're going to be, of course, broadcasting the forum on the 6th with the Chamber of Commerce.
Is that District 1 and District 5 or
just District
1?
There's too many people. District 5 has got like five people in it.
And what is the... We need to know when that filing period ends or...
I don't know. But there's five people who's got their names in there.
And that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Because these are open seats. And generally speaking, when you don't have an incumbent in the seat, you get a lot of people that come out for the race. It makes it difficult for one person to get the 50% plus one vote.
Yeah.
So you almost always go into a runoff. But it's not unusual to have... I believe when I decided not to run again and I stepped down, I'm thinking we had eight people that came out.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're all saying, if Trish can do it, I can do it. And then everybody gets into the job and goes, oh, hell. You know. Hey, you were touched by tragedy.
Oh,
I heard about it, but I did not. When you don't know the people, but
it's very difficult to talk about. It's a tragic event, and most of you are aware of the accident that happened Saturday night on I-5 down by the way station, where the young people in the vehicle ran into the back of a parked semi, big rig. Two of those young people were granddaughters of the lady who runs Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, Janie McLaughlin, who has been my manager down there for 16 years. So it's just been a her two daughters.
Horrible.
Each had a daughter in the wreck, and so it's just a traumatic. They need lots of prayers, and it's just been a really traumatic event.
Yeah, four young ladies.
Yes.
And drugs or alcohol was not a part of it at all. It was. They were coming home from something, and I've had this happen to a friend of mine that was driving down the road, coming back from Washington, D.C., heading back down to Quantico, and drove right underneath a semi just like they did.
Yeah.
And if you can take any solace out of this is like instant. It's just instant.
Well, I would assume that the one young lady in the back seat actually just was taken out of intensive care. And she they didn't think at first that she would. I don't know her exact status, but I do know she's improving.
Okay, so there were five in the car.
There was four. Three were killed.
Okay. All right. And I would imagine she was in the back seat.
Yes, she was.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, our
tragic.
Thoughts and prayers. It is tragic.
You can't get your head around that big of a tragedy to one.
And then I just saw one, as we were just, I mentioned when we were talking, in Oklahoma. Six teenage girls, all from the same high school, pulled in front of a semi, and they were in one of the small cars, and that was it. And so, out of the same high school, six of them. And we had somebody in here the other day that was, they're doing a fundraiser for Enterprise for those young people that were killed, 20 years ago or more, in a wreck also. And it was, but those,
you can't get your whole head around
it. Not with that many kids from one spot being hurt.
Because it impacts, this one family. It's a big family, and, a lot of relatives, they've lived here for forever. Yeah. And so it's a big impact,
Oh, I'm so sorry. And as we all are.
Yeah. We mourn the loss of anyone, but when they're the young children like that, you just think... wow.
I could go on because I heard something else yesterday, and it's good news because the person is that it happened to is fighting back, and a young person, 26, is fighting back from a brain cancer, but is fighting back from it. But I talked to her father yesterday, and he was telling me and thoughts and prayers with his family. But when they go back and they start asking symptoms. I mean, it started back when she was 14, it looks like, and she's 26 now. It's just amazing. Anyway, hopefully, again, thoughts and prayers that she's going to make it out of this, and it sounds like she's got a good chance. But last night at dinner with three couples were having dinner, by the way, down at Carlane's, and if you've been down, have you been to Carlene's lately?
Not probably in the last couple months.
Okay. Well, you see that part out in front where they've taken away the parking there? And I was thinking, I bet she's real happy about that. Well, she's going to expand out into that area and enclose it and make it more so, like a bar area, so there's more room, because when you get in the bar, it's a small bar, you're crammed in there. Well, it's going to expand out, and she's getting plans and all that.
And it's going to use that area.
Yeah, and use that area, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah.
It's
a nice restaurant.
What she's doing, she's making lemonade out of lemons.
Yeah, you go.
Right,
there
and
you go.
So it was a pleasure. But one of the things I heard last night, we're going to take an early break and come back. And because I want to get your thoughts on this, and it's about people getting money or taking money during this election. It was in the paper, but we've been talking about it for a while because we knew about it. But this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, did you know they did a survey, or this company does a snapshot of all the banks, 4,000 banks in the United States. And Cornerstone Community Bank was number 30 in this group of 4,000 plus banks.
Wow.
Might have been 34. But it was still, oh my gosh.
Even registering as a small bank.
And registered as a small bank. But this is the kind of, and the guy tell me about this is on their board of directors. And it was just, it was really interesting to hear that, because we've had, I think the word just came out not too long ago, but people need to know that this bank is community bank, but it is right up there with the big guys, as far as service and, doing the right things at the right time. Cornerstone Community Bank, opened up their newest branch down in Anderson at 2727 Ventura Way, and has been helping people since the day it opened 15 years ago, moving dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino invite you to explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. This February 13th, we're offering 18 lucky table game winners $100 gift cards just for playing. The perfect score right before game day. 2 hot seats every half hour. Just play with your River Club card and wait for your luck to hit. All the table games details are at windriver.com. Come and find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Shasta Cruising is gearing up for the car show season and will be hosting Shasta Show and Shines from April 16th through the 23rd. Sign up online today for your Shasta Show and Shines 2022 Pit Pass, then check in at each event for your chance to win great prizes. Shasta Cruising presents a show and shine at Portside Fish and Chips and Grocery Outlet April 19th, the Red Line Hotel in Reading April 20th, and the Cars and Pizza event in Anderson April 21st. Check out the full schedule of events at www.shastacruising.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bopp. every Thursday. Trish is
love Thursday morning.
Oh, we love Trish being here. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Now, remember that. Why? Because this man has a great selection of firearms, both pistols and long guns. This is where we buy our guns. It's from John Bastiani. Why? Customer service. He has what he has in stock, the types of accessories, you know, holsters and optics and all this, everything you need. He's been in the business 12 years fighting against the big guys and has made a great success of this because of customer service, gunsmithing, and it's a one-stop shop. You can get your CCW class in there also. That's John Bastiani, Bastiani Arms. He's open Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Again, 2539 Larkspur. And veterans, you get a discount from John Bastiani. Okay, last night during this dinner, it was brought up that Baron Browning had taken a donation from Reverge and Selmo. And this has caused all types of of consternation.
Here. And confusion.
Dottie Chamberlain didn't know which way to go on this one.
Yes.
Because she likes Baron, but he took money from Reverge and Selmo.
But here's the deal. The incongruity of Donnie liking Baron in the first place is absolutely phenomenal.
Well, I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. Baron has, and as you know, we endorse nobody, so I'm giving this what I think about Baron from the, you know, from what I know of him. One, he is kind of a straight shooter. He has worked for the city of Anderson. He has, you know, done, you know, good things down there. I don't remember him allying himself with the recall. I mean, he may have, but I didn't see it. And so she sees him as a voice of moderation. But then she says, I don't know what to do now because he's taken money from Reverge and Selmo.
But I would say that Baron Browning is probably a perfect example of what a nonpartisan county supervisor should be. The seats on the Reading City are on the city councils and on the board of supervisors are not partisan positions. You don't register as a Republican or a Democrat or an Independent or a Libertarian. You don't register. They're nonpartisan seats. Because local politics is not partisan. The things you deal with are not generally defined by whether you're conservative or liberal. And so Baron is a perfect example of doing the job that comes to him without partisan politics involved. So a lot of people are having a hard time deciding, well, is he a Republican? Is he a Democrat? He's a very conservative in his thought process, in his youth. He's a nonpartisan position, doing the job that's required to be a county supervisor.
And they all are, even though that if you look at their party affiliation, most of them are Republicans. Almost all are.
Oh, yeah.
But going back to this, these people were, you know, that I was talking to last night, one of them, he goes, well, obviously, he's in the Reverge and Selmo camp. And I said, I don't think so. And let me tell you why. The only reason he got that was because somebody interceded and said, you know, if you're going to give money to one side, you should give money to the other side.
Well, and a lot of people don't understand what the Reverge and Selmo camp is. They're confused because they think somehow he is totally involved in local Shasta County politics. That's not actually true. The Reverge and Selmo money came into play, and I've explained this fully. He had a vendetta against Modi. I mean, there's no question about that. Supervisor Modi was one of the supervisors who, during the entire process that Mr. Anselmo was trying to establish, the Anselmo Vineyards would have been an absolutely incredible addition to Shasta County. He invested $37 million in it, built that beautiful chapel, that whole grounds. Yes, he made some mistakes in the process of doing it, but I will tell you from absolute knowledge that he didn't start it. And so he was unable to make that happen. And Mr. Modi was one of the ones who not only never would support him, refused to even go up and look at the property or have anything to do with it. So, yeah, did Verge have a vendetta against Mr. Modi? Given the opportunity to take him out of office, he jumped at that chance. And the money he donated was specifically for the red, white, and blue thing. He's a movie maker. Mm-hmm. He likes what they're doing with those movies. He likes what Jeremy's doing with that. They're going to go into production now and make this they're trying to produce something that's a movie that goes. That's where Rivera put his money, if everybody's paying attention. And that money is being used for candidates.
Yes, it is. Because so let's make
money.
It clear that it's not just for that movie.
But that was not Rivera's intention. He's past that. He doesn't care who gets elected now, specifically in Shasta County. He's more interested in that other one.
After
getting Modi out.
Yeah, he put his money where his mouth is.
That's
and
exactly right.
Put close to $500,000 into
That's
this
exactly
thing.
Right. I would say it was rather not very thought provoking of Mr. Modi to get somebody with that much money that angry at you.
The point I'm trying to make is this, though. People, I mean, took a look at, because Anselmo's money went to Baron Browning, and he accepted it. And he said, yeah, because money wins elections. And right now, he's behind the power curve when it comes to money being donated. And so because we don't donate to any of the candidates, again, we don't do that. It was to say to them, well, if you want to get involved, instead of saying that, saying things just because Reverge Anselmo is involved, you need to talk to the candidate, to all the candidates, and because, first of all, you're not in their district anyway, but, there is, people he's reaching across district lines for support. I said, you need to talk to him and find out about the people who are running or listen to the show.
You need to find out about the candidates and stop worrying about where they're getting their money from.
Wait a minute. That may be too simple a statement.
Well, but it, some, you know what, but some,
if we're talking about.
Sometimes it is simple. We have created. When I ran for office, I think the most expensive campaign I ever had was the one I got pushed into a runoff, mm-hmm. and I think I spent a total of $14,000 for the two elections.
And look at that. I mean,
so now we're talking.
I can understand that.
Yeah, so now we're talking $100,000 in one campaign, in one supervisorial district, one donation. It's absurd, but if you're going to play that game and somebody else is coming up with that kind of money, you got to be able to get money wherever you can get it so you can keep up there and get your message out. I think that I would tell you, I know it's probably in a fairy tale world, but at the local level, I don't believe that your money when you put it there buys you anything but the assurance that you've helped put somebody in office that you can philosophically agree with. They are not always going to vote the way you want them to, and I don't care how much money you give them. They're not for sale.
Anyway, the bottom line is this. Before you get excited about Reverge Anselmo's money, because I think he's probably going to be also donating to in the sheriff's race. So, I mean, I don't know, but I think he might do that. He might give money to both sides.
You have no idea, and it isn't.
Yeah.
It really doesn't have anything to do with the local races. And let's put it right out on the table. Rivera Anselmo gave Baron Browning money because I asked him to. Let's be clear.
But that's what I said last night.
It's
not a secret.
No, it's not a secret.
No.
You've got money, and he said, well, it wasn't intended for the local races. I said, but that's how the money's being used, Rivera. There's money being used for his opposition. I'm supporting Baron. I'd like you to give him some money.
Okay.
That's where he got the money.
And again, we endorse nobody. But
you don't for the radio station.
No, no.
This is
well,
me
we
independent.
Don't, and he's not in my district.
There you go.
Know, so, but one of the people that is in my district is Ms. Vollmer, And she's Kimberly is going to be on our show here at 8 o'clock, so we can talk to her.
I think that's, yeah, that's good.
And that way we've had all the candidates on. And again, on April 6th, you're going to be able to hear the candidates in the first district in a forum put on by the Chamber of Commerce down at the, Sheraton in their ballroom there. And we're going to be broadcasting that night. Plus, you can go in there and see them, and they're putting together the questions right now as we speak at the Chamber of Commerce. They've gone out to all the Chamber of Commerce members and asked, is, you know, what is important to you? What question would you ask them? You know, blah, blah, blah. Okay, 7:30, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. A full-service jewelry store in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great people there, great selection of jewelry. They can help you design that special piece, or you can just pick one of the many, many objects of beauty they have down there at Four Winds Jewelry. It is locally owned, locally operated. It's located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
This is Carl Bott. Join me April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center for the 28th Annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International Banquet. Dinner, games, auctions, raffles, and more. Win hunting trips, guns, artwork, hunting and outdoor gear during the banquet. Someone will win a safe and two guns. For more information and tickets, go to sciredding.org or call 530-474-5075.
Hi, radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Chris Clark and Carl Bott. 7:35 in the morning. Hey, if your car needs that special cleaning job, that special wash, hop on over to Quick and Clean Car Wash, and for you can get great savings there. It does a wonderful job. It does a wonderful job on your car or truck. My gosh, special soap and wax they have there. Friendly people that wipe off your car with clean rags at the end. Towels, give it a little fluff as you're leaving. Quick and Clean Car Wash. It's on the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. Or buy 10 and you get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash. Reasonably priced. Great job. Okay, moving on. The Ukraine. Again, it keeps going on and on. We had some Ukrainians on Monday, and they would love to see a no-fly zone. Well, that's not going to happen. It's going to take something else. However, Finland took a survey of their people, and it's always been like 26%. Do you want to join NATO? It's now 60% and rising. Because, you know, of course, the Soviets invaded Finland in, like, 1937. And when they did, they just got trounced. They came in during the winter, and the Finns just clobbered them. And they had to back up. But then when the, you know, the Nazis came in, and then the Soviets had their non-aggression pact, they did move in. But Finland now is a very, very significant majority says we want to join NATO after watching what's happening here. So that's interesting. They're still fighting literally in the streets of Ukraine.
You know, I have to say that I'm at such a disadvantage because I'm really unfamiliar with that area of the country and the borders and how close people are to different places. I've been doing a little bit of research and just kind of watching. But I'll go back to what I said last week, Carl. I'm so skeptical of anything that I read that comes through our media in any form, from any station, that I don't think we're getting a clear picture of what's actually happening over in that country with either side or what exactly this is all about or how many people are involved in it. I just think there's way more to this than we know.
Well, it's basically kind of simple, is that Putin totally misjudged what was going to happen. He thought he could come in there and roll over Ukrainian forces in like a week, that he was going to be able to redraw the map of Europe and use it and say, hey, look, I was trying, these are Nazis here, they are, I'm trying to help these poor little provinces that want to come back to Mother Russia. And then what's happened is he was fought to a standstill. The allied nations of the world started putting sanctions on him. Even though these sanctions are, you kind of wonder about them because Europe is still paying $1 billion a day in buying fuel from Russia.
Yeah, and what's happening to us?
Well,
here?
we finally stopped importing Russian oil at, you know, 500,000 gallons a day, or barrels a day, I should say. And so, but the impact from when you talk to the Ukrainians who have friends in Russia, that, you know, McDonald's is closed down. They're starting really to start having food shortages there, et cetera, et cetera. So the impact on us, it's a way the government's taking advantage to be able to push your gas up to $6 a gallon in many places. Newsom says he's going to send us a check for $800, $400 for each car to help offset it.
If you have instead more than one car, but cutting. How many single-family cars do you have in the state of California?
Well, it's – well, I don't know. I don't
a
know
lot of people mean. Only have one car, so
well,
that doesn't
but,
impact them.
So
no, you have to – it's only in two-car family.
Well, I'm not sure.
That's what I heard this morning.
Anyway, but instead of just suspending the gas tax for, you know, for a few months, you know, through the summer –
it hits everybody equally, yeah.
Yeah, it hits everybody equally. And, you know, then and then at least, you know, you're saving 50 cents a gallon. At least 50 cents a gallon.
I just want to say, I heard, I think it's just up to two cars. Like, it's not up, more
up
than
to,
two.
Not more than maybe two. So. That's what I'd heard. Yeah. Not more than two cars. Well, anyway, they're talking, you know, why don't you just suspend the gas tax? You know, that seems to be a lot easier. It would be kind of like cheaper. That, you know, you don't have to send out all the checks. You don't have to do all the stuff that, you know, but they want you to get a check from the California
yeah,
government.
I was just
going
to say, you got an election going on here. Do you want to be sure that they get it, that the Democrats are giving them free money again?
Oh, wow. The other things that, you know, with the Ukraine, we're having a Ukrainian call into the show from Ukraine next Tuesday morning at 7.
That's
and good. So I'm not sure what part of the Ukraine this person is from, but it'll be interesting to talk to somebody who is living there while this is going on. They're saying things, you know, the Russians are still being told because it's government media that they think that they're in there for a variety of reasons, that Ukraine has attacked them, that they're turning into Nazis, that they are, you know, I mean, it's just...
But, Carl,
I mean,
it's not any different than what's happening right here in good old USA. We
no,
are
there's
told
a huge difference.
On a daily basis lies repeatedly from every station over and over again. Ad nauseum.
Yeah.
Starts
but,
at one station,
here's
goes
the difference.
All the way through the
But
stream.
Here's the difference. There's more than just one station.
And they're all telling you the same thing.
Untrue. Untrue. I totally disagree with that. Otherwise, all the information you get, you would never have it.
But it's not your major news media that you're getting it from.
Well, they're major news medias. So, you know.
Which is what 90% of the people watch, and that's the unfortunate
well,
thing.
Unfortunate.
They look at the TV.
And they
now, those
the
of
headlines.
Us who reach out other places.
Yeah.
There is
but,
other
but
information.
At least
available.
You have an option.
Yeah, right.
Over there, they don't. So you can't even compare it to Russia. You know, it's like calling people Nazis. Oh, I disagree. Oh, look what they said. They're Nazis. You know, these are complete idiots, who's, in my opinion, say that. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning, you two. Talking about politics, on Sunday, we have Dr. Cordy Williams coming on our show. He is running for the United States Senate against Padilla. And as we all know, Padilla was put into the seat that Kamala Harris vacated. The other gentleman who was running on the Republican side for United States Senate for California is Mark Moser, and we've known Mark for about 8 or 9 years now, and we had him on our show 2 weeks ago. Two very interesting guys. I think it's going to be great for the folks to listen to, because these are actually two Republicans that have a shot, at possibly, getting in there for the state of California, which would give us a Republican senator rather than two Democrat senators.
That'd be great. First time in a long time.
Yes. Also, we have Rachel Hamm coming on April the 3rd. She's going to be here in Reading, but we have her coming on the radio on April the 3rd, and we're doing podcasts with all these folks, a couple of them live. We're doing that at mountaintopmedia.com, our podcast station, mountaintopmedia.com, and we just did Eric Jensen. We did a two-part series on Eric, who's running for the DA position. Very intelligent guy. Very impressive. A personality a bit similar to Kevin Kiley's in how bright he is, but much more, this isn't a bad thing. It's just he's much more personable. And I'm not trying to put Kevin down. Kevin's personable, too. But Eric's a family man, been in law for 20 years. Father was a police officer. Great, great person. So we're trying to bring these candidates to light here. and bring them to the people on our program so that people can really get a chance to listen and learn who they are.
Okay, Terry. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Okay, 7:45 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law. Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, is somebody that you're going to need to reach out to if you've had a work injury and you're not being treated, or it's the treatment is stopped and you're still injured. If you have questions, you give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. He's a rock. He is there for you. When I say he's a rock, he is like the Rock of Gibraltar there. He is an expert when it comes to workers' comp, and he will be the one that can help you if indeed you need the assistance there. Again, give him a call at 530-262-2168 today. The insurance companies have lawyers. Why shouldn't you have somebody fighting for you? We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. Carl Bott and Trish Clark on Thursdays. Good morning, Trishy.
Good morning.
I have two tickets to give away for the Sportsman's Expo on April 2nd and 3rd at the Civic Auditorium. It's going to be a great, great, let me say it again, great expo. If you haven't been there before, then you've missed out. And I have two tickets to the first person at call 605-4567. We're also going to be 605-4567, let the phones light up and you get these two tickets. Just come on down, pick them up. We're going to, looks like we're going to get some tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. We'll start giving some of those away too.
Good. That's always,
and then of course the Reading Rodeo.
It's a nice rodeo.
It is a nice rodeo. You know, it is a nice rodeo, but I just, the Reading Rodeo to me is the epitome of rodeo. And, you know, you've got, I'm not denigrating by any means the Red Bluff Roundup, because we're going to that, because I love that one too. But I think it's, you know, they've got a lot of stuff happening there in the rodeos. More and more things are happening. I think when you have, to me, the big difference, and the only difference, really, I mean, the group of people putting it on, they're super, blah, blah, all that stuff, right, is you are there in the arena. When that bull comes out, you can get covered with dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Red Bluff Roundup, you've got that lane there, or that track, in between you and the action. And I don't know, maybe it's because I've been raised going to rodeos that you were right there. You know, if we weren't in the chutes, we were alongside. But they're both just outstanding rodeos.
Yeah, we're incredibly lucky to have two such presentations.
So many things going on. What else? What else is going on? They are really, they are, my favorite line from them questioning the proposed Supreme Court justice was when she would not define what a woman is.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I'm.
You don't even want me to talk about this.
No, no, you're right. I don't. Don't even go into this. Don't go into this. Don't do it. Don't Don't do it. FCC's listening as soon as Trisha's name comes up. But I am just, you know what? Have we gotten to the point? You can't even define the difference between a man and a woman. Okay, let's just say at birth, what's a man and what's a woman? And she says, well, I'm not a biologist. I can't do that. Come on. I mean, there's one thing to say, well, if this, you know, what do you think about this? And her answer, you know, I can't answer that because that may be a case that comes in front of me.
Then I have to man or a woman.
That's not it. But, you know, both sides, both Republicans and, you know, Democrats, they answer those questions the same. Okay, I can understand that. But when you get asked, can you define what a woman is? Well, you know, and she refuses to do it because she's not a biologist. I mean,
Carl,
would you consider yourself? I guess the question is, do you consider yourself a woman?
But the process by which they are choosing this Supreme Court justice is so flawed. The very premise that she was put there, based on the criteria that she was put there, if the Republican side of the aisle was to pull stuff like that, if the Republicans had presented someone in that way, she would be being torn apart. The Republicans are asking questions, but look what the candidates that that Trump put up there. Look what they went through.
Well,
and look what she's going through with the things that she has said, the cases she has tried, the decisions she has made, and they're soft-pedaling this whole thing. It's an absolute sham of a process.
I love that one Democrat says, we are not going to turn this into a Kavanaugh hearing like the Republicans did. And
The Republicans did?
I know. When I read that, I just... Oh, come on. I mean...
If I say it can be true. Anything I say can be true. I can turn anything I want to around, and I can say it, and you're going to believe it because I said it. That's how their attitude is. And it's absolutely insane. This is such a sham. I just don't know. How we can even assume that this is a good process.
We have 5 minutes left. I need to tell you what happened yesterday.
All right, what happened?
Well, as you know, we have Man Up, our show. Ted Leidy and I have the show Man Up.
Yes.
It's tonight.
Yes.
Well, because we're at the Jake's Turkey Banquet tonight. We went back and forth. Okay, let's do a remote there. We decided, no, we're not, because there's so much stuff going on that we have to do while we're there. So we had our show. We recorded it yesterday with Jared. And usually we have we have the spirit of the month, we have the scar of the month. Well, yesterday, a gentleman by the name of Wendell Stout, who is the guy that kind of like underwrites the Jake Turkey program, writes a big check to, you know, provide a lot of the things that we need, you know, to have the program. And is a great guy.
And the program is for the young hunter.
It's for the young hunter. It's called the Jake program. It's for kids, boys or girls. And we have more and more girls every year. 12 to 15. Oh yeah. And they're good. In fact, one of them got a real fine little Jake turkey. And, he brings with him, he is a collector of fine whiskeys and bourbons and ryes. He brings 5 of these in, and with the little tasting, I'm burping right now.
Shot glasses?
Well, not shot glasses. They're tasting glasses.
Oh, okay.
Along with the pipette, which after you smell the bourbon and get the aroma, and then you taste it, then you put 2 drops of water in it, and that kind of like calms everything. So then for your next drink. Well, he brings in like Pappy Van Winkle, which is a very, very expensive bourbon. You can't get it. And, you know, and then he has others of that same ilk. And we taste 5 whiskeys starting at 9:15 yesterday morning. Well, now we go without doing commercials because it's recorded and then we put the commercials in later. Jared got a drink of Pappy Van Winkle. And this is much more expensive than Jared and I will ever.
I've never even seen a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle, let alone try it.
Yeah. And he got in Wendell said, well, give Jared some. And so anyway, by 9:50 yesterday, we were giggling. And we were, we went on with the show, Perry Cremains, who was Just for Hunting, Ted Leidy, and myself, and Wendell. And by the time the show was over, and if we had had to go another 10 minutes, I don't know if I'd have made it. But,
have you listened to the show?
No, I haven't listened to it. Have you listened to it?
Well, I mean, I did yesterday.
Yeah. I can't tell when you're in the middle of the show what it sounds like, but, you know, it came out okay. It's going to play tonight, though, my friends, between 6 and 7 p.m. But let me tell you the rest of the day, because from here...
It's all downhill.
Well, from here, I'm like, oh, wow. You know, that's... I went out because my horse was getting shod. And so I'm out there with them, and I'm got my hand on the horse, and the horse is doing great. And the only thing I could think of was, I think I'm going to throw up on this horse. And I said, that just isn't going to work. I mean, because, it's a violent reaction when you throw up. The horse is going to jump. Farrier's going to get rolled across the room. So I left, walked around, drank some more water, came back, and probably until 2 o'clock, okay, at 1 o'clock, I got something to eat, finally. Not a lot. But just some, and because up until then, it was bad. So last night we go out for dinner, and these people drink wine. I'm not a wine aficionado, and they're drinking different drinks. Oh, here, Carl, let me get you a burp. Nope, I drink iced tea all last night, and thanked myself for it this morning. But wow, so tonight's show, Man Up. We talked about a number of different things that were going on in our world, but our our usual 5-minute segment went on for 50 minutes or 45 minutes like that. A big shout out to Wendell Stout because he doesn't have to do this. He doesn't even live here. He lives in Lake Havasu. But he has a ranch up here, and his son lives there. Now, his son moved up a couple years ago, just a great kid, Seth Stout. And he works over at House of Realty.
But that's a great program.
But he does this out of the goodness of his heart.
Yeah.
And he wanted to be there tonight, to be able to see the kids, because he really enjoys seeing the happiness of all these young people. That were out there that had an opportunity to hunt for the first time, turkey hunt for the first time and all that. Anyway, okay, hey, when we come back from our break, we've got Kimberly Vollmer with us, who is running for District 1 supervisor. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Ukraine's wartime leader has addressed the NATO emergency summit in Brussels. President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke via video link as he appeals for a global show of solidarity with Ukraine.
The acts of terror against peaceful people go on. 1 month already. That's long. It breaks my heart, hearts of all Ukrainians, and every free person on the planet.
Ukraine's military continues the fight. Ukrainian forces say they have destroyed a large Russian warship docked west of Mariupol. And more sanctions being imposed on Russia. G7 leaders restricting the Russian central bank's use of gold in transactions, while the U.S. has announced a new round of sanctions targeting more than 400 elites and members of the Russian state Duma. Washington is also increasing its humanitarian aid by taking in 100,000 Ukrainian refugees and providing an additional $1 billion in food, medicine, water, and other supplies. The Salem Radio Network, parent company of Town Hall News, working with two major nonprofit organizations to rush food, water, and emergency supplies to millions of Ukrainian refugees. More information at srnnews.com. The United States strongly condemning North Korea's test of a long-range ballistic missile.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called the launch a brazen violation of UN Security Council resolutions. She said President Biden and his national security team are assessing the situation in close coordination with allies and partners. The White House statement said the door has not closed on diplomacy, but Pyongyang must immediately cease its destabilizing actions.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are trading higher right now. The Dow is up 167 points, the Nasdaq ahead 56, and the S&P is up 26. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm cute kid number one.
And I'm cute kid number two.
And we have been forced.
You mean hired?
We have been hired.
To tell you what direct lender FOMO is.
So let's say you buy a new home,
and maybe you use one of those big mortgage monsters,
or someone your realtor or friend recommends.
And then a few months later,
you hear us being forced,
hired,
to tell you about our mortgage team's direct lender advantage.
And then you feel like you missed out,
because you probably did miss out,
and that is direct lender FOMO.
It's Ryan, and our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This often allows us to get you a better rate on that new home mortgage, saving you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1335. Rec Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
On a visit to Jamaica, Britain's Prince William decries the evils of slavery.
Slavery in Jamaica involved the brutal exploitation of hundreds of thousands of enslaved Africans when the country was a British colony. Speaking to the great and the good of Jamaican society, Prince William said he strongly agreed with his father, Prince Charles, who described slavery as an appalling atrocity that forever stains our history. Before he spoke, William was told by the Prime Minister, Andrew Holness, that an independent country was his ambition. Jamaica is currently a realm, with the Queen as its head of state.
That's the BBC's Johnny Diamond. China's foreign minister makes a surprise stop in Kabul to meet Afghanistan's Taliban rulers. This as many other countries denounce the hardline movement's broken promise to open schools to girls beyond grade 6. News and analysis at townhall.com. A recent poll suggests that President Biden and congressional Democrats face big challenges in the upcoming midterms.
The poll, conducted by the National Republican Congressional Committee, found that among voters in 77 battleground congressional districts across the country, President Biden's approval rating sat 15 points underwater. According to the survey, 40% of voters in those districts, which Mr. Biden won in 2020 by a net of 5.5 points, approved of the job the president is doing, while 55% disapprove. A narrow focus on Mr. Biden's approval rating found that 45% of voters strongly disapprove of the president's performance, while only 17% strongly approve. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The latest weekly jobs report is out this morning. First-time claims for benefits fell 28,000 to 187,000 last week. Applications for unemployment benefits fell to the lowest level since 1969. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460. Wait a minute. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Trish, you're supposed to be here helping me.
Yeah.
Your talk radio. Okay. You know what? I'll learn this someday. Good morning. It is Thursday, the 24th of March, 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. You can hop into our chat room and ask questions that way for our guest. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Okay, buddy. And Trish Clark?
It's 58 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 85 and a low of 53. On Friday, sunny and a high of 83, a low of 52. Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 80, mostly cloudy Saturday evening, 52, a chance of showers on Sunday through the day and into Monday, a low of 50 on Sunday night, and on Monday, a high of 69 and a low of 47. Tuesday, sunny again, high of 79, so little chance of rain, and we don't hold out a lot of hope for that. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
If it's Thursday, it's community calendar. Pat is on the line. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, and good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Yeah, community calendar, which is, of course, sponsored by Siskiyou Insurance on KCNR. If you go to the KCNR website, folks, that's kcnr1460.com, and and I'm doing that remotely from the privacy of my office at home. And scroll down to the bottom, you'll find a spot that says events. Click on that, and you'll find all of the community events that are happening in our area. And just to highlight a few, because there's so many, you know, we have the Frontier Senior Center Community Breakfast on the first Sunday, right, Trish, of
yes.
every month?
Yes, exactly.
Yep. And that new Shasta County Farmers Market, we have two farmers markets now. It is begun a week ago or so, and that's running every Saturday. And then a big event that you'll hear advertised on KCNR by Carl is the Reading Sportsman's Expo, which is, in our family, one of the really most favorite things to go to every year. And lots of other things. If you have an event that you want to add to the KCNR community calendar, just go up to the top of that page, and it says submit an event, and you can do that. And Carl has a team of several hundred people that review those and pick through and make sure they're accurate, and they'll approve it.
And up to date.
Up to date, yeah.
Yeah, on that on that page we have everything that's coming up, Cool April Nights, rodeos, anything. Now, if you want to have your event in there, it's a fundraiser, it could be anything, just go, just like Pat said, go to our page and open it up and just add your event and it'll be in the next day. We do not keep events out. We just want to tell you that unless it doesn't pass the sniff test. This is a community service that's provided by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. You can reach them at 224-2345, Siskiyou Insurance. Okay, Pat, thanks a lot. Hey, we are honored to have with us today Kimberly Bulmers.
Hi there. Thanks for
getting
having me.
Getting closer there, kiddo.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. Kimberly is a candidate for District 1 supervisor. And I will tell you that the people running for District 1, I've kind of heard of them before. Then I saw where you put I think it was on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You put something up and said, hey, you know what? I'm going to run. I reached out to you then.
Yeah,
and well,
that was quick. You were quick.
Well, as soon as I saw it, because one of the things we really pride ourselves on is every candidate who's running for local offices and sometimes state office, well, yeah, for state officers and all offices, are always invited on here so people get to know who you are. So we'd like to start off by you telling the audience who Kimberly Bulmers is.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I grew up in Reading, and I went to school here and made tons of memories here and kind of feel like I've built who I am through experiences that I've had in Reading. So I decided after, in my 20s, I moved away for a little while down to Los Angeles, and then my then boyfriend, now my husband, since 2010, we moved back to Reading in 2010 because we knew that we wanted to be married and we knew eventually and we knew that we wanted to have children. So we came here and settled back down because life in Reading is just home. It always has been. So everything that I've done since then has been a lot of my passions of working with people and serving the public and just kind of growing my skill set through those different exercises of being involved locally. And then in 2013, I became a mom, and it shifted a lot of how I participate in the community, as it would for a lot of people. So my outlook became just motherhood, and I should not say just. It's not just.
I was going to say.
Very
just.
Much motherhood. It is something that I love and something I'm passionate about. And skipping forward to now, I have 4 children, and it just does fill up my life. But it also creates a community that is different. So I became really passionate about community for moms and homeschool families and children. So that's where I'm at now. Most of my focus has been in the last few years to focus on building community for people who may not otherwise have it.
Okay, can you give an example of that?
Yeah, so one of the things that I'm involved in here is called Wild and Free. And there was a group of moms who started that initially before I got involved. And one of the moms who was the main leader of it stepped out after her home burned in the car fire. And then they were rebuilding their house and a lot of things were changing in their life. So she stepped out and handed it to someone else. And then that person during the COVID, when things were locked down in the very beginning, her husband was a medical practitioner and kind of homeopathic and like a holistic doctor, and he was unable to keep his practice open continually and keep it busy enough when all of that happened, so their family moved. So then they handed me the group, and so it's a group of a co-op and a homeschool families that we focus on getting the kids out in nature as much as possible. So they learn about nature, we get them out on hikes and all different ages, and we make that a focus so that people are not alone in their homeschooling and they learn about nature all the time, especially living in Northern California. So we take them on hikes all over the place.
And Kimberly, you've been involved in some stuff at the state, testifying and having to do with medical freedom.
Yeah, so that's another part for me of motherhood and parenting, of getting involved with laws that are passing through the legislature. So in 2015, the medical freedom stuff started to get pretty hot in the state because they took away philosophical exemptions for vaccines. And my daughter was really young because I had her in 2013. So in 2015, watching that go away, it's a little bit alarming because you think that there definitely just needs to be a choice for every single person. And then you jump forward to 2018 and 2019, and they start having laws to take away medical freedom in California. And when that happened, that's when I started going to the Capitol to sit in the Assembly and sit in the Senate and watch the process and participate in the process of where you would say, I oppose this bill, because there were bills going through to remove medical exemption from every person in the state. So, which we're now seeing that be a really hot topic because of the COVID vaccine. But back then, a lot of people didn't really question, weren't really paying attention. And so my role for that was to educate families for informed consent. So then I developed a workshop after I took a course online from an integrative health institute to break down the laws surrounding and the history of vaccination so that I could educate people so they had true informed consent.
Okay. We're here with Kimberly Vollmers, a candidate for District 1 supervisor. We have to take a quick break. You didn't mention that you were the daughter of a Marine.
I am.
I just thought I'd bring that up.
And if you have questions and would like to call in, you can call 605-4567. This is your opportunity to get to know the candidates that are running for these offices.
If you suffer from an orthopedic injury, a strain or a sprain, or you're just getting older and it's just harder to keep up like you used to,
don't look at me when you say that, Carl.
Go visit Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. Stepping up onto a horse, a big horse, you realize that I might need a little core building here or something with my knee.
Flexibility.
A little more flexibility there. And they're the ones that can do it. They've been working with the U.S. gymnastics team, pro football. Rachel has done a lot of work with people a little bit older there to get them back into action. Give them a call at 530-533-5030. That's 533-5030. Or stop by 3673 Eureka Way in the Sunset Shopping Center next to the Chinese restaurant there. That's Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. We'll be right back.
Big job is getting by with 9 kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working. Long as my two hands are fit to use.
Tutankhamun. Wonderful things. Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is coming to Reading at Turtle Bay Museum March 5th through September 5th, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures, presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Calling all country music fans. Come see up-and-coming country musician Mitchell Tenpenny perform live in concert Friday, April 1st, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
I've been sober.
Yeah, this town's been telling.
Tickets just $50 plus fee.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UIN.
A must. Country sensation Mitchell Tenpenny in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, April 1st. Find your moment at the river.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Remember us, the Tula Kid?
Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions. Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Turtle Bay's spring plant sale is coming up on Saturday, April 2nd. Members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. We grow heirloom vegetables, California native, and waterwise plants. Primed to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sunset low, pull out the fiddle and the rods and up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog. And thank God.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. Good morning, everybody. It is the 24th of March, 2022, 8:20 in the morning. It's 55 degrees out there. If you've ever thought about purchasing an electric car, and there's a lot of people are, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Trish and I are here with Kimberly Vollmers, who is running for District 1 Supervisor. We learned a little bit about Kimberly and her family. She's got four kids, and which means is that you have to be terribly organized to be able to do this. And Linda and I have a tough time getting out of the house ourselves in the morning. Kimberly, what's the biggest problem facing the county, in your opinion?
Right now, I feel like overall the biggest problem that I see from, if I look from a voter perspective and not from a perspective of wanting leadership change, I heard the other day a dissonant chord, like conflicting noise. You know, there's the sound over on one side and the sound on the other side, and things are not in harmony. And so I think that overall, a lot of people are wanting different things to occur, but they're not participating in the changes. So a lot of things stay the same that way because people get worn out emotionally and mentally, and then they don't participate, and things go right back into the habits that they were in before. We have a lot of habits continuing, I think it's the number one problem, because you can pick out, crime, you can pick out homelessness, you can pick out resources that you think may need to have improvement, but really it's the lack of perspective that is different that is lacking. There's a lot of the same that has been recycled and recycled and recycled.
We keep doing the same thing and expect different results.
Yes.
The jail. This comes up. I ask this to everybody. Your thoughts on getting a new jail?
My opinion actually has changed on this. Before, so a little bit, I think, initially when I was asked, I said I don't think that that's a solution to build another facility like the sheriff is wanting to do, and a lot of people actually are looking at it as a positive to have another facility so that they can have rehabilitation more go through there and different types of resources that they wouldn't typically have in a jail. And I saw it as just kind of another revolving door, just with another location potentially. But really, the overwhelm in our jail has to have some type of active solution. So without attempting something, that would be a problem that's been a problem the entire time I've lived here. So to see the change and to I guess hope that once it's there and it's utilized, that we would have the leadership in that arena to where it would be executed well and not be a revolving door for the same problems in a different location.
So you are for the jail then?
Yeah.
Putting a new 1,000-person facility in?
Yeah.
Okay. And I understand what you're saying. And our jails have become a mental health holding area.
Yeah,
there.
It's a problem.
And if you can't hold people to some kind of standard, they're just going to keep repeating it.
Right.
So
The issue is that we're holding people in facilities that were never meant to be prisons. They're jails.
Right.
And we have turned our local jails
into a long term
prison. We don't have the ability to handle that kind of the different things that are needed in that setting.
Right.
Would you say that, from just listening to what you said, is you're saying there's two sides making a lot of noise, but there's no change going on here. Mm-hmm. How would you unpack on that?
I think relationships and looking at things from a different perspective could help, because usually when I worked for different organizations and companies, and I did work for the county, I worked at the DA's office in my 20s, and looking at the habits that people have, and they don't cross lines because they stay in their lane and they don't think outside the box of what could be between departments that could strengthen each department individually if they work together more. And I've seen a lot of the research that I've done recently of how the county has shifted and changed is, you know, some of the things have been combined. Like when you read over the budget, some of the departments have been combined into one that used to operate individually, and now they're combined into one entity so that they're managed better. I think that can happen with a lot of the organizations and agencies that we still have that are operating very separately to solidify that they're moving it together in one direction.
Do you go to many of the Board of Supervisors meetings?
I used to listen more from home because I do have 4 kids and I don't have a habit of having them watched by anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, since I've started running, I think it's important for me to show up. So my sister-in-law watches them now on Tuesdays so that I can be there when they do have the meetings. And then if I do have to leave because of conflict of schedule, I get to catch the rest of it on the recording or once I'm in the car, you know. And I love that you can watch the recording because some of it is so quick moving to where I can hear and comprehend a lot of the public comment takes up a lot of the time. And so hearing the actual meeting is the most valuable thing. And I like going back and watching that when there's no distractions, there's no hemming and hawing of the crowd, and no distractions. So.
No, that's, you know, it's kind of like watching, okay, and this is simple, but you record a football game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can watch it in an hour.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So you can kind of focus in on things.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea. We're going to take an early break, and I'll tell you why. Because if we come back, I'm going to ask you the question. You had ultimate power. What's the first thing you would do? Okay. If you had ultimate power when we come back from this break, what's the first thing you would do? Or first of a series of things you'd do? You have to ask that.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know what? Brian Martin was in on the other day in River Commons Senior Living. Let me tell you. somebody made a comment saying, well, you know, the cost and all this. Well, here's the difference. The cost will be less, of course, when you're living at River Commons Senior Living. But here's the thing. There's so much taken off your plate. Like, how many times have you and I talked, Trish, about the things that go around in our house? Like, yeah. Our neighbors, the neighbor's
happy home
dog, yeah, the neighbor's dog chewed through my fence, or I know there's a leak somewhere in my sprinkler system and I'm trying to run it down, and so far, no joy. When I turn off the water in the house, there's no leaks yet. I'm using more water. See, these are all the things that will have you give Brian Martin a call at 238-5981. You don't have to worry about that. Great living accommodations, a gourmet chef, activities if you choose to. They're pet friendly. There are so many things that is offered at River Commons Senior Living, Northern California's premier retirement community. Worry less, smile more at River Commons Senior Living. Again, give them a call at 238-5981. Get a personalized tour. We'll be right back with Kimberly Bomers.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House Pizza, Pasta, Grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce continues their legacy of involvement in vetting local candidates and will be hosting the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge. The Reading Chamber of Commerce is committed to providing trusted information on local candidates running for office while abiding by their city plan to lead with credibility, integrity, transparency, and you, the voice of their members. The Chamber wants to be sure that the most important issues you face are brought to the attention of those seeking public office and will be surveying its membership to help set the direction of the questions asked at the forums. Additionally, digital voter guides will be released featuring interviews with candidates and races of importance as identified by the Chamber's Government Affairs Committee. Find out more about our candidates at the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge at 820 Sundial Bridge Drive. Doors open at 4:30. Admission is free. For more information, contact the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's Thursday, the 24th of March, 8:33 in the morning, 55 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives the greatest haircuts in town. Tim and Logan are there every day, and they work by appointments only, 244-9478. Give them a call, walk in, get your haircut, walk out, or you can hang around if you want to and just listen to people talk. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Trish and I are here with Kimberly Vollmers, who is running for District 1 Supervisor, and when I said when I left, and so she has time to think about it, okay, you have ultimate authority. What's the first thing, or first of a series of things that you would do?
I thought about it while you were on the break, and I don't want absolute authority. I want to know what the public would want so that I could make the best choice for the most people. I think usually when people have the most and sole authority, they make poor choices. But if I had an ability to have influence over things that could impact for a long period of time in our community, it would be to, I think the first thing would be to support law enforcement and our public safety, because there are so many aspects of the city that are impacted in the county that maybe it's not on the news or people aren't aware of, but the internal feeling of not feeling safe here. Because I grew up here, and I know the contrast. So that is a top thing to me, being someone who's raising children here, and then I go a lot of places alone here. I don't think that I would go on the river trail alone with my kids. I don't go places at night by myself or with my kids if I don't have to. So my top priority would be to make sure that in every single way public safety is supported.
Okay. One of the big bones of contention have been the casino. And what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so I think that although it wouldn't be on the table for me to have influence or choice of it, if it would have been, if I was seated in that time frame, I would support the move of the casino. Because I think that the Rancheria has done so much for the community that I don't think that the county or the city should hinder them from expanding. I think it would serve the community, and they would continue to serve the community.
Okay. That was plain?
Yeah. That's the truth. That's all I can do.
When we say public safety, when you mention the River Trail, that's more of the city thing.
Yeah.
But the county also has a homeless problem.
Yeah.
What kind of solutions do you think are out there for that?
I think a lot of it is housing for them. Housing is a problem, and resources for mental health can be an issue here. I know that there are so many things that the county has services, but when there are roadblocks for people where they don't get full help all the way through. So I've heard people use resources, and they kind of use it like they tap in and then they check out. And so I would want to see what the rates are for actually helping someone from start to finish. You don't really see that. You hear that in the capacity of people being incarcerated, what the recidivism rate can be of them in and out and in and out. But I would want to look at the rates of mental health here and how are people being tracked of if they've entered the system to get help, if they've encountered to where law enforcement has encountered them, or if they've been in institutionalized ever here, or ship, they don't really institutionalize people here, they ship them elsewhere, and then they maybe ship them out when their time is up in the facility. But I would want to know how many people that are on the street have been helped or used any kind of resources that we have in place, because we have a lot, but we don't necessarily see that they are not returning to the street. So I'd want to see and hear from the people what those systems are and how they're actually being utilized to the end.
Okay. Trish?
I think one of the things that impacts the county as a whole is the inability to facilitate coordination with the other entities. I think that sometimes we waste our efforts by not coordinating. Do you have any ideas about things that perhaps the county and the three cities could do better together?
Yeah, communicating and seeing what their outcomes are. That's why I say I would want to track and see what it is. Because if those people are utilized, those resources are utilized well, they should be together. There's different organizations, like the Children's Legacy Center has done for children who have been impacted, to where those entities are under one roof and they're working together to make less of an impact on the child when something negative has happened to them. And I think the same role has to be taken for mental health and people who are struggling on the street, either addiction or a lot of addiction is because of mental health. So to regulate that with multiple agencies, it must be done.
One of the issues that has been the meetings, the Board of Supervisors meetings, and everybody always talks about night meetings and more meetings. When I was on the Board of Supervisors, we met every Tuesday. We took 2 weeks off in July, pretty much we met every Tuesday in order to complete the county calendar and make sure that departments were able to move forward with their commitments to provide services to the community. This calendar for this last year, there was 28 meetings. There's 52 weeks in a year. Well, how do you feel about how often the board should meet, and should they be meeting at night?
I do believe that they should offer an ability for people who work every day, that 8 to 5, to have their voice heard. So night meetings, I think, is a common courtesy for the public, and I think that they've added the last board supervisor meeting.
They've added some more night meetings.
Yeah, they put some on the calendar, and I think that having more meetings might make it to where people feel like they're heard more, because it's so long that I don't know that everyone can stay and be heard. So I think it's something to have for at least a month. It would be decent, or 3 to 4 in a night meeting. Makes sense to me.
They're paid a substantial salary. They're paid $50,000+ a year. I don't believe, and never did, that every Tuesday meeting is too much. And they said they moved. Someone mentioned the other day, well, it was because of COVID. Well, no, it wasn't. If you go back and look, they started immediately after I retired. They canceled every fifth Tuesday, and several other things that they took where they started canceling meetings. So they haven't been meeting every Tuesday for a long time.
Yeah. And I would expect that, because anyone who's getting paid to show up, they're paid to be doing both roles, to hear from each agency in the county that is contributing to resources for the community and understand what they are doing through those committees, and then also be there for an ear, and then present for the public. So
there have been continuous claims of ineptitude in the planning and the permits department of Shasta County. I mean, I've heard it for years, and I can't say they're true or false, but I do hear so many of them, because I have not had to put in for a permit or anything like this before. But I'm hearing it so much. Have you heard that at all?
I have heard that, and I know that if you were a person building, it would be so frustrating. I've had friends who they've done things like build a mother-in-law house in their backyard, or they're trying to build a house from the ground up, or they have a business that they want to bring in. And we see businesses sometimes that a sign goes up in the city and they're going to bring their business in, and then they disappear. And so to me, that's permitting and things that the county or the city might require of them that they end up not wanting to pay for those things. So, sorry. But I have seen that the planning department, I can't recall the guy's name, but I did share it on my campaign Facebook page, because he's going to have meetups to where people can ask him questions and get pointers and help. So that those things, if they are roadblocks when you're in the midst of a project, maybe he could get in there and help people and advise people ahead of time. He's doing like not a meet and greet, but an advisory meetup type of thing.
Someone from the county planning department?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes. Oh gosh, my Facebook won't load in here. I have no signal in this room, but I did share it because I think that that is a constant problem, that people don't know what to do, and then they might be mid-project and run into a big problem, and that holds up your money and it holds up your time, which is money. So when I saw that, I definitely shared it because I think that's a resource they should be offering.
This has been a continual problem forever, and my contention has always been that when you come in and you say, I want to do this, at that point in time, when you present your plan, they should tell you what you need to do.
Absolutely.
They get one bite at the apple.
Yeah.
This is what you need to do to get from A to Z.
A streamline for people to follow.
Exactly. So that, but what happens, and it you go and you do that first list, and you get in there, and then they go, okay, now what we need is, and, oh, well, by the way, we need this, and this continues to the process, which expands the viability of a project. If you had to do these things to begin with, it financially works out. But the time you get and it expands for 2 years down the line and you're still playing with it, it no longer makes financial sense.
Absolutely. So if I don't get elected, maybe I'll apply there. Streamline that situation. Because if you look at it from a point of view, which is something that I have a strength in, is looking at things from a point of view from the customer. So if it's a client or customer or person who needs those services, and that's the same way I look at the county, is I've been in roles maybe different than my opponents in the sense of I grew up in poverty. And I look at the way that resources are offered and the process of them very differently potentially than someone who's never walked through having to go grow up through poverty. And having a parent, my mom, who is mentally ill, have struggles to where how do you get someone who legitimately needs help without red tape, without bouncing you like the planning department. Okay, now you do this. Okay, now you do that. Why is there not a full list in front of me? Do A through Z. These are all the things on a sheet. This is everything possible that you could potentially need, and these are the people you need to talk to.
All right, let's go to the phones. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Dolores.
I just want to say thank you for making the big decision to run for District 1. I hope that you get an opportunity to get in the general election. And I do believe that people need to really hear you speak, and because they need to get to know you. I think you're a great person. You have a lot of potential. You have a lot of opportunities, you know, to make a change in our county. So good luck on that, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. We could take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2173 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday. It's your tobacco headquarters for any type of tobacco accessories or tobacco. They have the finest walk-in humidor in the North State right there. They do so much for our nonprofits in our area. And not only that, they have front row seats for Cool April Nights, Cruise Night. If you're on good terms with Shelley, you might be able to put your chair right in front of Tobacco and Brew and watch the cruise as it comes by that Friday night. But they are, like I said, they have the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They have grab bags of cigars. They have a fine selection of cigars that if the person in your life really likes a good smoke, go down and see Tobacco and Brew. They're there and use their expertise to find that perfect present for your loved one. Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. This February 13th, we're offering 18 lucky table game winners $100 gift cards just for playing. The perfect score right before game day. Two hot seats every half hour. Just play with your River Club card and wait for your luck to hit. All the table games details are at windriver.com. Come and find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions. Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
And I have to apologize today. My brain is a little knot.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. And Trish just said how we're all feeling right now on a Thursday.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. I didn't realize it was on. Didn't have my headphones on.
Have we turned on yet?
We had.
Okay. Anyway, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Tomorrow, Wednesday Place will be joining us and a couple other surprises in our show. And it's 8:51 in the morning on the 24th. We have with us Kimberly Vollmers, who is running for District 1 Supervisor. Kind of refreshing in here talking during the break that she's not aligned. She's a non-aligned candidate. I mean, is that fair to say?
Yeah, I would say so. I legitimately want to represent the best of my ability, the people who work for the county and the people who live in the county.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning.
Kimberly, I understand that Aaron Reister, the owner of Dutch Brothers, received between $500,000 and $1 million CARES Act money. I'm told it's $700,000 to $800,000. But I understand that your other opponent, Kevin Cry, received some money from the CARES Act. I don't know how much. I'm curious, how much CARES Act money did you receive?
Zero.
Thank you.
I don't own a business in Reading.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Nick. Okay.
Okay.
Well, all right. Let's move right along then. I thought there was going to be more. So Nick's usually more. So, I kind of laid back for a minute thinking, okay, I'm just going to listen to Nick for a little bit. You've talked about, public safety, homelessness, getting into jail. You support the tribe moving out to the, even though you're right, really, once that decision is made, it's taken totally out of the hands of everybody.
Right.
So it really isn't in the hands of the city council or the board of supervisors.
No, at all.
Yeah. I don't think it should be.
They expressed an opinion at one point, but it really isn't a decision they get to make.
Yeah. No, I think the tribe should get to do with their land what they want to do with their land. And they do, like I mentioned, they serve the community a ton. They have rehabilitation services through the Rancheria. And that's incredible because it's been missing from our community for a very long time. So
they've put up, and I'll just say, is that they've established three different clinics that takes Medi-Cal. And
yeah,
that's taken a huge...
For all of the citizens.
For all the citizens.
Trinity County.
Yeah, up in Trinity County. That takes a huge load off the emergency rooms. Absolutely. And people actually have doctors now. Anyway, okay, but
right.
This isn't about them. This is about Kimberly. Kimberly, the working with other people, it sounds like this is one of your strengths.
Yeah.
Just by talking with you like that. You've addressed the permitting. You've addressed that part. The big part that the Board of Supervisors does is set the direction, and then they have the CEO implement their directions. Is there a direction that you'd like to reiterate about where you'd like to see the county going?
Definitely a more unified movement and understanding of what the agency impact is going to be, agencies united, what is going to be going forward. And when there is something off or something that is not producing, to reevaluate why it's operating the way that it's operating.
There's been a lot of talking about the budget and the budget process.
Mm-hmm.
And I have supported, other people have presented that they need to do some kind of an audit. But also, I've always believed in zero-based budgeting. Prove what your budget is instead of just getting an increase every year.
Absolutely. I think that those outcomes need to be reported and understood and seen. And I think there would be less tension in the room at the Board of Supervisors meeting if that was communicated well. That type of communication to where it's presented in a physical way they can look at it, and it, where it's a visual even, because I'm a visual learner and I communicate with visuals, graphics, and things, to make it for the regular person. Some people are very impassioned and are going to nitpick and look at every single little nook and cranny, and they will understand it and criticize it. But majority of the public does not understand. They don't know who their supervisor is. They don't know what district they're in. They don't know what a supervisor does, and they don't know how it impacts their everyday life. And that's something that I think that is the role of the supervisors, to continue to be that voice straight to the public and open, because the budget needs to be understood so that if people did have a problem with how money is being used and there's not the outcome for the county, that we can see it and it's transferring to actual results, then people know how to vote in the future. They wouldn't just all of a sudden be disenchanted and be upset and now you have three more years of that person. They would be understanding where their money is going and why that person is making those decisions ahead of time. That's your role to me also, is to communicate that continuously to the public.
We have like 2 minutes left. One question I have asking is the average salary of county and city employees is higher than the average salary of the inhabitants of who pay the taxes in this city. Not that the city and county people don't pay taxes, they do.
Right.
And it seems like the city has been given raises and the county. What's your thought on that?
With the rising gas prices, it's insane. I think it's a little bit hard with the way inflation's going because it's not going to feel or look like there have been raises. But with the habit of giving raises without, you know, a balanced budget or knowing how the money is being on the outside or the end result of is your money working, if you're investing in those people and you're getting the outcomes that you want, I don't think anyone would have a problem with the salaries. It's when they're being paid and you're not getting the results that you want, that you feel that someone is overpaid. I saw the other day that a welder, it was like an article of a welder was being hired and the rate of pay would be $18 to $28. And they said, can you weld a line? Show me your skill, right? So the welder welds two lines. And then when he was asked, why did you weld two lines? He said, I just showed you $18 an hour and I showed you $28 an hour. There's a difference in skill. So the outcomes that you have are what you pay for. And then when the outcomes that you have are not what you're paying for, that's when the person needs to be replaced. It's not necessarily the money is the problem. Always, it's the results are the problem sometimes.
How do people get a hold of Kimberly Vollmers so that they can help in your campaign? Because you're not, you know, you don't have the big bucks that are falling into the other two.
Right.
So how do people help you?
You can follow me on social media and you can look at my website is Vollmers2022.com and there's a link for my Facebook on there and I do have an Instagram and I'll get it up there on my website too. I was having issues with verifying that Instagram page, but Vollmers2022.com and all of my info is on there. So please check it out.
And if you want to learn more, there's going to be a community forum hosted by the
Chamber
on April 6th at 6 p.m. I think
it's a 5:30.
5:30. Yeah. At 5:30 at the Sheraton, KCNR will be broadcasting that over 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And I think it's going to be a real interesting forum. And it's the first that they're going to have. They're also having another one for the 5th District. And I'm sure they'll have one for the sheriffs also.
Yeah. The Reading Women's Federated, Reading Republican Women's Federated is going to